It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Paige Winfield Cunningham, Washington Times political reporter. Hello, Paige. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Visa changes aimed at skilled workers. That's the headline on your story from today. Expanding immigration at this point doesn't sit well with some people, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the ironic thing about this story is you see this group of bipartisan lawmakers coming together yesterday to announce this new plan to stimulate the economy, to bring in more skilled workers. And they say this came about because they sat down and they thought, what ideas can Republicans and Democrats agree on? Amidst all of this gridlock, what can we get together and actually do in an election year? And this is the plan that they say they came up with. But ironically enough, a big part of the plan includes expanding immigration, which generally is not very popular with voters at all. Americans are very concerned about the 12 million illegal immigrants we already have in the country. And so you're right, this may not play very well with the public, but even so, they're touting this as something that we can get done this year. They're saying, you know, even though we've got the election going on, even though everybody's running for their seats, this is something that Congress can do.
All right, now this would be very targeted immigration?
Yes. The whole point of it, they say, is to try to attract these skilled workers, experts in science, math, engineering from countries like India and China, get them to stay in the country, start businesses, create jobs, and that's going to be essential for helping to get the economy started. And so they're offering these visas, two types. It would actually create 125,000 new visas for these workers who either earn advanced degrees in any of these disciplines or create a business and employ at least two workers.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything – that sounds like that's great from the Democratic angle, but what about the Republicans' angle? Is there something in there for them?
That's a good question.
Tax breaks, something like that?
Yeah, there are small business tax breaks that are included. But those are generally things that probably everybody will agree to. But, yeah, with the immigration, that's going to be questionable as to whether Republicans will agree to that. The House did pass an immigration plan to sort of expand more visas to countries like India and China in November, but then it was blocked in the Senate by Senator Chuck Grassley. So it's kind of questionable, a bit of a dicey issue because you have lawmakers kind of on different sides, depending on, what regions they're from, and it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah. Was this ever part of the DREAM Act? I'm just curious.
This is kind of a different piece of legislation because it would actually expand immigration.
Okay.
The DREAM Act targeted the children of immigrants and created a pathway for them to citizenship if they either went to college or joined the military. This is kind of something a little bit different.
Yeah, I'm just curious. The players involved here, I understand we have, two Republicans, two Democrats, and I saw Rubio's name on it. Is he the guy sort of spearheading it?
Kind of joined forces with Jerry Moran, who's kind of leading the way, and then Mark Warner and Chris Coons have also signed on to it. But it's interesting that Rubio, of course, is part of this because being from Florida, being Hispanic, he has expressed concern about this issue of what to do with the children of illegal immigrants, and he's been working on his own version of the DREAM Act. And so this is very much an issue that that's very near and dear to him. And then, of course, perhaps could play well, and everyone's talking about his prospects as a potential vice presidential candidate. So, we'll be watching that.
Okay. Reaction from the Obama administration or from the Romney campaign as to what these guys are trying to do?
The lawmakers said they've talked to Romney, and he has expressed support for the ideas in the plan. No word so far from the Obama administration, but the lawmakers from both sides said that they're sure that this is something that both the president and Romney would support because they're ideas that have been gathered from both sides.
Yeah, it sounds like they're pretty confident about this, as to whether or not it'll make it through. But will it happen this year?
I would highly doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, as they said over and over again, the word on the street is that Congress really isn't going to be doing that much from now until November, and especially after July, after the recess, there's really not much that's going to happen between September and November. They sounded optimistic, but then, of course, at the same time that they were saying, this is sort of bipartisan, this is something we can do even election year, it also looks good for them, to their, constituents. Conference that they're working on this legislation. But yeah, I would probably peg the chances pretty low that this is going to actually get a vote.
Okay. All right. Now, one other thing I want to talk to you about before you run out of here, and that is I understand you attended a hearing, and this was over the whole Secret Service prostitution scandal. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah. This morning, Senator Lieberman and Susan Collins of Maine held a hearing on this, had the head of the Secret Service in, and they really drilled him over whether this incident is indicative of a larger pattern of misdeeds in the agency. The head of the Secret Service insisted that it isn't, that this is a one-time thing, that this isn't something he's been seeing going on. But the senators seemed really, really skeptical of that, and they told reporters afterwards they were really concerned that he seemed to be isolating this and that they're really going to press for an independent investigation.
Okay, so they're not done with this by any means then?
They're not, no. They're going to be on his tail, I think, for some time to come.
All right, very good. Thanks for the update, Paige. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Paige Cunningham of the Washington Times. All right. It is 4:54, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Wanted to update a couple of stories. First of all, Hawaii has now complied with Arizona's request to verify President Obama's birth information. Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett said the information received is adequate and will allow him to place Obama on the Arizona ballot. Remember, that was a sort of a sticking point with getting Obama's name actually affixed to the Arizona ballot. They needed some type of documentation from Hawaii, and Hawaii did indeed cooperate and have sent the information. Now, this, according to Bennett, he says as far as he's concerned, the matter is over. However, you may recall yesterday that Joe Arpaio announced his cold case posse will continue to investigate. In fact, he even sent a team to Hawaii to check into the whole birth certificate issue. You may recall in this very program a couple of weeks ago, he said, hey, you know, the birth certificate, as far as we're concerned, it's a forgery. There are problems with the Selective Service card as well. And so he's going to continue with his investigation. And again, he wanted to be clear that it's really not him as much as it's the people. It's the Tea Party. It's the people of Arizona that petitioned him to do it. He set up this cold case posse to go check into it. And, of course, he had a team of five former law enforcement people check into it. And they came back with the conclusion that, you know what, this looks dirty. This doesn't look like a legitimate birth certificate. So that operation, that investigation will continue. But it is also now confirmed, that President Obama's name will indeed be on the ballot in Arizona. 4:56, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.